praying just because Brother Nate is not around. Well, then, you know the best time you'll ever have with God? When you get alone and you begin to pray. Hallelujah. And just open up the Bible. God, I'm going to preach on something tonight, and you've heard it preached on so many times. You know, I opened the Bible the other day, and I saw this. And I read it 100 times. Maybe many more times than 100. I don't know. Many hundreds of times. But you know the Bible, so it's just come out good. Now, I don't do a lot like I used to. You know, I used to be home and I'd say, Lord, give me a verse. And I'd just open the Bible, take a faint on a verse, take that verse. But that's dangerous. Don't do that. Just open it up and read the whole chapter. Amen. Yeah, you can do that, but don't take one verse. Don't be like the fellow was years ago. He said, now, Lord, I want you to give me a verse and I'll do what you say. And he took his finger, stuck it in the Bible, opened it up, and it said, and he went out and hanged himself. He said, oh, Lord, I made a mistake. I don't want to. And he said, Lord, I'll give you another thing. So he took his finger and stuck it on the verse, opened up his Bible, and he said, go out and do likewise. He said, Lord, I know that that's wrong. He said, one more chance. And he closed his Bible and finally opened it up, put his finger on the verse, and what it said. He said, and whatsoever you do, do it quickly. So you can't always open up your Bible, you see, and put your finger on the verse. But I'm glad we can find something new. And in John 3, let me have you to turn your Bible, John chapter 3. And I'm going to read a few verses of Scripture and then bring you the message. Oh, listen, God's going to bless us. I've already been blessed. Hallelujah. Yeah. I want to tell you what the truth. God's already blessed me. Yeah. And he's got so many things. Now, while you're turning, let me say, in the morning, we'll be on the radio with Brother Cliff. Don't fail to tune in. I want to preach the Lord willing in the morning on the Lord to make a way somehow. Did you ever get up against the wall and the devil say, uh-huh? Buddy, it's all over. The shades are down. You come to the dead end street. It's all over. Yeah. I want to tell you, brother, look to Jesus. Amen. He'll be there. Amen. Amen. So if you're up that time, surely you're up at 9:15. You be sure to listen and we'll have a good time. Now, in the morning, I believe I'm going to teach the ladies' class. And so you come to Sunday school. I've been invited to teach the ladies' class. Amen. I'll tell you, we'll have a time. So the rest of you just come on to Sunday school. Let's have a good time. Then at 11 o'clock, the preaching service, and I believe in the mornings when we're going to see the results of all this praying. Hallelujah. I tell you, I believe it's going to get some foggy around here. Praise God. You know why? She won't even be able, Smith won't even be able to get to the piano. And I'll tell you, we're going to have a good time. Oh, you come. It's going to be good. Then tomorrow, it's going to be 3 o'clock, the great mass service, when I bring the message on God's answer to Vietnam. Now, you be here with us tomorrow and bring your Bible along, of course. Now, if you know someone that's got a boy in service, would you call that mother and dad and say, Brother Mason is honoring the men in service. Why don't you come, mother and dad? And if you've got a boy in service, I'll have a special place for them to sit here. Now, they may have a boy in the Navy, the Army, and the Marines, the Coast Guard, any branch of the service. Especially if you know one's got a boy in Vietnam. Why, I want you to invite that one to come. I was in Pennsylvania a few weeks ago. Boy, I was down in Baltimore, caught a ride home, came up Altoona where I was in a meeting, and he said, preacher, I'm going to Vietnam, but I'm glad I got to come home one more time. And said, when I got home, they said, guess who's up here in the meeting? And he said, you don't tell me, Brother Mays. He said, that's right. I said, old Brother Mays is here, and we're having a jubilee time. He said, I'm glad. So he came over to the meeting, and we had a great time. Sunday afternoon, I preached on God's answer to Vietnam. That boy walked down, fell on his knees, held up his hands before the altar. I want to tell you, if we had boys like that in the service, and boy, it wouldn't be long till the devil would be on the run in Vietnam. Did you know that? That's all it is. Turn to the Lord. I'll show you tomorrow. You bring your Bible. After I finish preaching, we'll have all the mothers and dads that have sons in the service with the service men to come and kneel. And then we'll have this. We'll have, if you know of a girl here, our young lady, her husband's in the service. You have her to come. We'll honor her. We'll have her special seat. And then we'll let her come and pray for her husband. And then the preachers will come. The sisters and the brothers, we're going to pray for the boys over yonder in Vietnam. I don't know of anything better than to know that somebody's praying for the boys in service. Did you know that? Amen. So you be here tomorrow afternoon. We'll have a great time. And the Lord's going to bless you. Are you still glad you're here? Say amen. Would you do it? Amen. Take your Bible now. Let's look in the scriptures. In the third chapter of the book of John, we'll begin reading.